Hello, everybody. This is another episode of Ask Anabaptist Perspectives Anything that is exclusive to our patrons. We have a whole list of questions that you guys have sent in to us. And so today, me, Jaron Miller, Regan Schrock, and Marlon Summers are here in the studio to respond. The first question that we will address came as a YouTube comment on Samantha Trenkamp's testimony that was posted on YouTube. The question is from Michael, and it goes, "Do you all have devotion services on the Sabbath?" So, who would like to weigh in first?
Devotion services. What do they mean by, like, devotion services? Is there more context here?
No more context. My assumption was church service, but I couldn't say for certain what he's asking.
See, I wonder, so just for the sake of context, so in Samantha's story, she's coming out of the Catholic Church. So I don't know if they're referring to, in contrast to what you were experiencing, a very structured type service. Now that you're Mennonite, I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but it'd be interesting to have a little more context.
Yeah, so the short answer is no, as far as on the Sabbath. We treat Saturday like any other day. We have Sunday morning services, and as far as I know, that's true across the Anabaptist spectrum. All would be Sunday keepers in some way or another, rather than the Sabbath keepers. But I think it'd be interesting for some audience to talk about what does a typical Sunday morning church service look like for Anabaptist churches. And that varies a lot from group to group. For example, Old Order groups generally would not have Sunday school, but the circles I'm familiar with, typically you've got a service starting out with a few songs, congregational songs, sung a cappella, and then some sort of short devotional that could come from any brother in the church, a Sunday school period, which is usually pretty scripture-focused, followed up by a sermon. Typically in most churches, the sermon would be from somebody ordained as a elder or deacon, or may simply be called a minister. And then usually wrapping up with some opportunity for people to give testimonies, confessions, or something like that. It's kind of a very rough sketch. But yeah, Regan or Jaron, if you want to add pieces, maybe especially how Anabaptist church services might look different from some other church services.
Well, you mentioned this one, but congregational singing is a pretty major component, whereas a lot of, you know, we're in America, so a lot of the evangelical churches have a very strong emphasis on, you know, a worship band or worship leader type. Yeah, that concept is not as much of a communal, I guess you could say, thing. And that's something that's been a pretty distinct choice for the Anabaptist people, is we all come to God together. We worship together instead of one person leading a worship band, say, or something. And that I can really appreciate that, among other things, but yeah.
Yeah, and along with that, in addition to the congregational singing, another way that the congregation is expected to actively participate, and again, this varies by group, but in the Mennonite churches that I've been in and I'm most familiar with, there's an expectation for most of the men, or sometimes all of the men, to participate somehow, whether it's with the moderating the service or devotions, leading, singing. The service isn't conducted by professionals or even necessarily experts. Everybody is expected to participate. And again, that's true in the sharing time, where there's strong expectation that everybody participates. Not everybody every Sunday, but active congregational participation is expected.
Yeah, it's not like you have to have a college degree to preach a sermon, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, and again, that's something I can really appreciate. It's, I'm guessing in many ways goes back to the roots of Anabaptism, where, yeah, we can all come to God together instead of needing a priest, you know, say, or in a Catholic system, say, or, you know, something like that type of feel that the Anabaptists came out of is we're all in this together. So, like, at least our church, we have a rotation for people to do the sermon. You know, most every adult man has to share a sermon at some point, you know, in our church. And I think that's good. You know, that gets everybody involved and everybody's contributing at least to some level. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Should clarify though. Yeah, typically a rotation for all adult men involved in giving the sermon. But that's one Sunday a month, that's up for rotation. And typically other three Sundays, would be covered by designated teaching from the leadership team.
Yeah, that's a good point. I should have clarified that. Yeah, absolutely.
And that varies so much across Anabaptist churches.
Mm-hmm.
There's some churches where that sermon slot, as opposed to Sunday school or devotional, the sermon slot is often reserved as only for ordained pastors, many mm-hmm. churches.
But it may be worth mentioning that we don't typically use seminaries or expect that a person be professionally trained before they be ordained. Even churches where the sermon slot is reserved for those who have been ordained, they have been ordained from the congregation
mm-hmm.
and have on-the-job training rather than professional training through another institution.
One of the big differences, though, between most Anabaptist churches and a more traditional Christian service is the liturgy is a lot different. So typically in Anabaptist churches, you don't see designated scripture readings for each Sunday, except for maybe in the Sunday school book, but not in the main service, not the traditional lectionary readings. Communion services are also, most of the time, conducted twice a year, rather than being integrated into the morning service, so those patterns would be in common with some low church evangelical groups, but are a difference from more traditional Christian services.
Well, is there anything else we would like to add as we respond to Michael's question? Okay. Well, thank you so much for the question, Michael, and thank you to the rest of our patrons. We value your support and are honored that you have partnered with us to help make this possible.